Here's your money briefing for Thursday, September 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Don't let yesterday's stock rally fool you. We're still in a bear market. And as you watch your stock portfolio and 401k drop in value, you might be tempted to buy the dip and pick up shares of so-called quality stocks to make some quick gains. But those strategies aren't working as well as they used to.
Quality stocks as a whole have underperformed the overall market by, you know, 1, 2, maybe 3 percentage points on average, which might not be so bad, except with the market down 20% as a whole, being down more than 20% in what you believed were the best stocks can be kind of painful.
Jason Zweig writes the WSJ's Intelligent Investor column. Coming up, we'll talk with him about why traditionally reliable stocks amid economic instability haven't been so reliable, and what changes you can make to your portfolio to weather the market storm. That's after the break. Yesterday's market rally aside, this year's steep stock market declines might have a lot of people feeling queasy when they check their portfolio or 401k. But while many past bear markets have offered investors an opportunity to minimize their losses by scooping up beaten-down shares of highly profitable companies, 2022's bear market is different. Wall Street Journal Intelligent Investor columnist Jason Zweig is here to explain why buying the dip in this market and seeking out so-called quality stocks could keep investors in the red. Jason, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, JR.
So, Jason, often in downturns like this, investors look to the so-called blue chip stocks, you know, the old reliable companies, to level out the volatility in their portfolio. And there are lots of funds that tout a basket of what many call quality stocks. What are they?
It kind of is what it sounds like. Companies that are very high quality, typically low debt, high profitability. And in theory, you would expect them to be resistant to a downturn. And some examples of companies that might be regarded as high quality today would be, you know, Apple, Google, Facebook in technology, or Pfizer in healthcare, Procter & Gamble in consumer products. You know, companies that are extraordinarily healthy financially, have a dominant position in their industry and tend to be highly profitable.
Okay, and so how have they performed?
Well, so far in 2022, they've been disappointing. Quality stocks as a whole have underperformed the overall market by, you know, 1, 2, maybe 3 percentage points on average, which might not be so bad, except with the market down 20% as a whole, being down more than 20% in what you believed were the best stocks can be kind of painful.
Why haven't they done well?
Well, there's two reasons. One is, in a market downturn, it's perfectly natural for investors to sell the easiest to sell stocks first. So the biggest, best companies are the ones where people can most easily raise cash. So they will sell those first. And then the second reason is that a lot of these companies just got kind of overpriced because quality doesn't come cheap. Another thing investors should bear in mind is that quality is not, well, it's not an objective quality, right? To some extent, it's subjective. Different money managers define quality in different ways. Some might say it's companies that are highly profitable, which frankly is the classic definition. Others might say we also want to see low debt. We want to see high competitive strength, companies that, you know, are likely to have a durable advantage against their competitors. Still others might look at measures like cash flow or growth in a company's book value. There's lots of different ways to measure quality, and when you measure it different ways, you get portfolios that look highly dissimilar.
But we've seen in past inflationary environments how profitable companies have been able to weather the economic storm better than others. Why isn't that happening this time around?
I think there's a couple reasons. One is that when investors are worried about the economy, and especially when inflation looms really large the way it does now, people will favor companies that earn their profits and their cash flows in the near term. And that typically tends to be companies, you know, that are often described as value stocks, often those that pay high dividends, because you're getting that dividend today. You don't have to wait into the medium or long term to get those profits. Whereas quality companies, which generate stable returns well into the future, you may have to wait longer to get that return, and that becomes less valuable in a period of high inflation.
You know, it sounds like a little bit of patience on the part of the investor might be helpful.
Yeah, if you invest in quality stocks, one of the qualities you may need yourself as an investor is a lot of patience, because it can take quite a few years before a strategy like this pays off.
You know, we've seen trading levels among individual investors fall to their lowest levels since January of 2020, before the pandemic. What does that mean for people hoping for a quick turnaround in this market?
Well, I think the most important thing people should bear in mind is that the past is not very predictive for the future. You know, when markets recover, they recover in all kinds of ways. Sometimes the turnaround is explosive and it takes almost everybody by surprise. That was certainly the case in, say, 1975 or in 1988, or for that matter, in 2009 after the global financial crisis. Other times, markets recover very slowly, the way they did after the 1929 crash or in the early 2000s. So I think you have to be patient with the markets, and you have to be patient with yourself, most importantly, and not to form too hard a forecast in your own mind of what's going to happen, because you don't want to lock yourself into too inflexible a strategy. I mean, long-term investors and young people should certainly just ride it out, be patient. If you have some spare cash, now is probably a pretty good time to add it to a stock portfolio. If you're older, you have to do everything you can to avoid drawing down from your stock portfolio at a time when values have fallen. And for most other investors, you probably just want to try to ride it out.
Yeah, and in the case of older workers who don't have a lot of time to wait it out, how should they approach a bear market?
I think there are two things that are paramount. The first is, at least so long as the bear market lasts, you should be prepared to work a little longer. I mean, the real enemy of someone in or near retirement is the need to spend from a stock portfolio that has fallen in value, because then you take paper losses and you lock them in as real losses when you withdraw and you turn your stock portfolio into cash to meet your spending needs. And you should avoid that at all possible costs if you can. The second thing you can do as someone who's in or near retirement is really work your cash. To the extent that you have liquid savings, they're probably in a bank account, and they're probably earning maybe a tenth of a percent in interest. And you can do way better than that by moving to either a money market mutual fund or to short-term treasuries, which you can buy either direct from the government or from an online broker. And you can probably raise the return on your cash about 20-fold if you do that.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal intelligent investor columnist Jason Zweig. Jason, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.